Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
At the end of the fourth and beginning of the fifth chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he writes, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger." Paul gives quite a lot of relational advice in this passage of Scripture, and there's at least one note of instruction that's really worth living out each and every day of our lives. It's this portion where he says, don't go to sleep angry. See, anger has a way of festering when the world goes dark and we're left tossing and turning through the night, getting ever more worked up about contentious relationships and difficult encounters. You know, honestly, what a blessing it would be to marriages if couples would commit to staying awake and working through issues that plague them rather than going to bed on edge with one another. You know, how much more soundly would we sleep if we made up with those with whom we were at odds? You know, as the sun sets, we might want to remember Paul's admonition and make tracks to people who have angered us and whom we have angered. Make amends, make reparations, make love before you choose to end your day angry. Let's pray. Lord God, sometimes we think it would be better to end the day not giving up any ground in the arguments and disagreements we find ourselves embroiled in. Somehow we believe going to bed angry is preferable to making amends and sacrificing our positions. However, when the sun sets and our rage still is hot, we find that we're lost already. So, Lord God, we ask that you would help us to swallow our pride, or better yet, allow our heart to enlarge so that empathy and not anger is the way that we end our days. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.